Our next story takes us to Egypt, where Egyptians have rallied in many cities across the country in protests against the government's heavy-handed crackdown on dissent. Field reports say that at least two people have been killed and dozens injured in clashes between security forces and protesters in Alexandria. Several protest rallies are currently underway in major neighborhoods of the capital, Cairo. There are reports of similar demos in the northern Kafr el-Sheikh province. The central province of Minya was also the scene of at least a dozen protest rallies. Demonstrators are outraged over hundreds of death sentences recently handed to supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood movement. Thus, the President Mohamed Morsi's Brotherhood is now recognized as a terrorist organization by the military-backed government. Meanwhile, a bomb explosion has killed at least one policeman in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. The bomb went off in Cairo's Heliopolis district. Several other people have also been injured. The attack follows two similar explosions in the Sinai Peninsula that left at least three people dead, including two policemen and nine civilians wounded. No person or group has claimed responsibility for the blast. Egypt has been gripped by bomb attacks and violence between security forces and armed men over the past year. The violence has left casualties among the Egyptian security forces and also civilians. Cairo blames such attacks on extremist groups. Number of incidents there in Egypt. Let's bring in our correspondent, Karim Gamaluddin from Cairo. Karim, do you get the feeling that in the run-up to the elections, we're going to see more instances of violence?
Indeed, Kaveh, it's just the elections are around the corner, and the 2nd of May is the first day of the official campaigning for the two candidates, left-winger Hamdi Sabahi and ex-army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who is facing ramping criticism and who many accuse of masterminding a coup against the country's first democratically elected civilian president. And despite the bomb attack that took place today in the morning, Egypt's cities were rocked by protests in support of the Muslim Brotherhood and to decry the candidacy of ex-army chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and to, in a show of defiance to what the protesters label as the heinous military coup, and also to stand in solidarity with all those detained in Egyptian prisons and are reportedly facing a systematic torture and brutal and inhumane repressive methods reminiscent to many of the Mubarak era repressive practices. It's just the presidential elections draw nearer. Speaking about the presidential elections, Kaveh, many are demotivated or are disencouraged to participate in the upcoming presidential elections as they or given the current political tensions and the ongoing violence. And almost every day there's a victim of the continuous standoff between the protesters and the security forces that are insisting to pursue or to ensue a massive crackdown against protesters and against dissent to reach any voices critical of the military appointed government. And also many are expressing their dissatisfaction given that only two with the upcoming presidential elections, only given that two candidates are running in the presidential elections compared to the 2012 presidential elections, where in the first round there were 13 candidates, and the ongoing violence and tension. And many are, just to encapsulate, many are blaming this escalating violence, Kaveh, on the reluctance and the ineffectiveness of the security forces that are just focusing on ensuing a massive crackdown against the supporters of Egypt's army deposed president, Mohamed Morsi. Yes, Kaveh.
Thank you very much. Karim Gamaluddin there from Cairo.